This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. And if you go up there, you can help support the show a number of ways. One is go to Patreon. There's a big button there. You know, you want to keep shows like this on the air, and it's not just me. There's other conservatives that are that have been pummeled a bit. All right, so if you want to keep shows like ours on the air, you want to help out, you want to support us, head over there, go to Patreon. Patreon will help you. You know, just it's a secret place. I guess it's not that secret. If there's a button there, right? Anyway, it's close family. Want to become part of the member of the close family? Go there. And you can buy our coffee cups. You can buy all kinds of stuff that help keep a few bucks in my pocket so I can buy some new shirts. I'm tired of looking at these shirts. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do. I hope you enjoyed Dr. Lomero. I mean, you got to go get his book. It's up on his website. More Great News for America.
Share
what?
That recording.
Share what?
Tell them to share.
Oh. Well, we're in California. We share everything. Anyway. Oh, God. So, share the recording, right? Grab links to these. When the show's over, or shortly after the show's over anyway, there are links up on the websites. There are links up on our personal, on our website, and I think we're on Spreaker and iHeart. We're all over the place, okay? And there's a whole bunch of buttons at the top of the website. You can share these with friends. You can share the stories. You can share a particular hour where you have a friend that might be interested in that particular story. I'm giving away Barack Lorry's book, Atheism Kills. You gotta read this book, all right? He doesn't attack atheists in any sense of the word, but he talks about how atheism kills, not religion. It's not religion that's caused those hundreds of millions of deaths over the years. It's atheism that has done that. So there you be. There you go. So 25th email that I get, send it to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. 25th email I get says, you know, I want Atheism Kills. I will send you the book, I promise. It's really funny. The flag goes faster than books. I guess you don't have to read a flag. I don't know. You know, I know it's tough. A lot of work. I get it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you. Now I forgot what I was going to talk about. What the heck was I going to talk about?
The TV show.
Oh, the TV. Did you send me that?
Yeah, it's on your...
Where? Over here? Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I think you're lying to me. No. All right, well, there it is. So, if any of you have watched that show, Top Chef, and even if you don't, you know, I used to love the Cooking Channel, and I still do to a big degree, but, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on there that I... What?
It's on Bravo.
I don't care what it's on. It's still cooking.
Right.
And the cooking show should be about food. That's it. Just about food. End of discussion. But apparently, these guys don't feel the same way. So the judges of Top Chef, the finale, they're wearing lapel pins supporting Planned Parenthood. Now, the thing about, you know, and again, why we give celebrities such a big voice in what goes on in our lives is amazing. See, if I was one of the judges, And they came on and said, no, I'm sorry, I don't wear murderer's pins. It'd probably be the last show I was ever on, but I wouldn't care. So, the Top Chef judges, they can't have Tom Colicchio, Gail Simmons, Graham Elliott, and Jonathan Waxman understood that when they probably wore the Planned Parenthood pins on the cooking show, right, they have a 3 million viewership, each of the judges is a high-profile celebrity chef with restaurants in major cities. And I hope you Christians, and I hope you people that are anti-abortion, all right, I hope you people mark down their restaurants and don't go there and let them know why. Really that simple. Don't go there. I've been supporting PPFA for a long time and want to thank one of the judges, anyway, Bravo Top Chef, for letting me showcase them tonight. Isn't that, yeah. Why don't we showcase the pictures of aborted babies? I mean, that would be cool too, right? I mean, you've got to show the button. You've got to support them. Let's support the work they actually do. Let's display the final outcome. Let's display their final product. Isn't everybody, you know, when you have a product, when you do a job, don't you love to show the final product? Let's show the final product. I think that would be wonderful. The abortion giant supported the chefs wholeheartedly on his Twitter account. Planned Parenthood CEO Cecile Richards tweeted, "Your support is always appreciated." Now, this sparked a flurry of responses on Twitter, some favorable, others not so favorable. Right? Now, others were annoyed at the integration of politics and television. Just what Dr. Romero just said. People are getting tired of this. This is getting old. And he's right, but it's not getting old just for the left. It's getting old for the right. It's getting old for the left. I'm tired of this stuff. I don't tune in to hear about your political views. And I'll tell you something else that's kind of backwards and stupid. International Women's Day. I wonder how many women are aborted. Women, you know, babies are aborted. Let's just go with International Women's Day. How many women are rubbed out on International Women's Day on Planned Parenthood butcher blocks across the country? I'm curious. Anybody know? Sick. Padma Lakshmi. Is that my close? I kid. My tongue will fall off if I try to say that the right way. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Lots more coming up after the break. Don't go far. This is just disgusting. And what's more disgusting is the Republican Congress didn't defund them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Over the last 4 years, 3 of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom.
Oh, we are back.
Yes, sir, I'm...
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
My neck is straight.
You know what? Someday I'll learn how to sing like that. Doesn't mean I'll sing. It just means that someday I'll learn how to sing like that. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I spend with me, anyway, on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being involved, totally involved in the conversation. You know, I get crazy with some of these stories we do because they make me nuts. There's no line of logic. Absolutely none. You know, and, you know, bad news today. Now, we knew about this earlier here in California. And, you know, they're going to have the gun debate all over again. But there were three hostages that were reported dead today in California. When a California gunman went to a veteran's home and let some go, but not all. And it's sad. It's heartbreaking. It's sad. When do we get to protect these people, though? Right? A gunman and three hostages are dead after an hour-long active shooter situation at a California veteran's home. Now, a local Fox News in San Francisco Bay Area reported that the shots were fired at the veteran's home of California in Napa County, the largest in the United States, near the dining hall Friday morning, prompting a swarm of police as the active shooter was there. Now, reported deputies exchanged a gunfire with the suspects who was armed with a rifle. There we go. All right. Now, I've read, I don't know how true this is. None of us do. That this guy, they knew this guy was a little off. Assistant Chief Chris Childs of the CHP Golden Gate Division said the suspect was contained in one room along with his three hostages. Hostage negotiations from at least three agencies were at the scene attempting to make, contact with him. Brian Goddard, a resident of the veterans' home who was under lockdown for hours in the main dining room, told the Associated Press that he saw more than a dozen armed troops walking to the building in which the suspect and the hostages located. The soldiers could be seen in the video he posted on Facebook. But it wasn't clear what agency they were from. The hostages are reportedly not veterans. They're not veteran home employees, but rather Pathway Home employees, a privately run program on the veterans' home grounds. Now, that group serves post 9/11 veterans. People that, don't want to give away the name. Somebody very close to me told me that before he was going to get deployed to Afghanistan or Iran or Iraq, there were videos that they were showing them as to the atrocities that were taking place there. What ISIS and others were doing to kids, women, and not in secret, but out in the open. And these things were videotaped, and they got their hands on them. And they were showing these to the soldiers, not so much to desensitize them, but get them ready for what they were going to see. So I can only imagine that some of those guys who fought after 9/11, who went over there, and some of the atrocities that they saw that hadn't been seen in years, probably did play with their heads. In an interview with the AP, Larry Kamer said his wife, Devereaux, a fundraiser for the nonprofit Pathway Home, told him by phone that the gunman had slipped quietly into an employee going away party and a staff meeting. Now, some people were reportedly permitted to leave while others were taken hostage. He said that his wife is now inside the home dining hall, but she's not allowed to leave. California Highway Patrol assumed primary investigation when they got there. Napa County Sheriff John Robertson said authorities know who the suspect is, but wouldn't give a name or any other information on it. But, I don't know. You look at these things. You know what's going to happen. You know what they're going to call for. And I really wonder, again, I usually don't beat these things up the day of, the night of, or what have you. But we're gonna find you're gonna watch. We're gonna find out that this guy had some issues, had some real mental issues. We'll probably report more on that as the days go on. Anyway, I am Joe Messina. I hate stories like this. I mean, I hate to talk about them because I know where they go and I know what people are gonna think and I know what people are gonna believe. But you really never know. What's at the end of these things? You really never know what that person was going through or might be going through, right? So MSNBC's Evelyn Farkas actually said this. You ready for this? If you're driving, just be careful. I don't want you to turn in anything. Unfortunately, the bluster from Trump led North Korea to the negotiating table. Wouldn't you want that guy at the negotiating table no matter what? Wouldn't you want to do whatever you could do? This is... See, again, This shows you how much hate these people have. They shouldn't care what it takes to get someone at the table to keep from having a nuclear war, whether you like the guy or not, whether you like the way he does business or not. They don't care about that. That means absolutely nothing to them. But she said, let me see if I can play this. You never know.
And that's a good thing to do.
Evelyn Farkas, it seems to me we learned at the end of the Cold War, the degree to which the Cold War rivals in the Eastern Bloc, like Honecker in East Germany, what they really wanted was recognition by the West. They wanted to be able to go to the White House and be received with honors. Could it be that what Kim Jong-un really wants is respect and the prestige that comes with sitting across?
You don't give people like him respect. You don't. This is what's wrong with these people. They want to give the bad guy respect. Think about where these people stand. They're always for the criminal. They're always for the illegals that come across, right? I mean, it's not an underdog thing by any stretch of the imagination, although they want to sell you that. It has nothing to do with it, really. They make me nuts. See, if you break the law, if you do things, they're always on your side. All right, look at, before we go to break again, Atheism Kills, Barack Lori's new book. He gave me one signed. You want it? You got to write me an email. Quick email. Just says, hey, I want Atheism Kills. 25th email. That's got to be in a dictionary somewhere. 25th email I get gets the book free. I'm not going to charge you for shipping. You don't have to pay extra for something special. I'll send it to you. It's been signed by Barack. But I do appreciate it. Now, the only thing I would say to you, I get to use your email address. I want you to give me a picture of the book and you with the book. Okay? That's it. That's all I want. Right? It doesn't cost you anything. It costs me more money than it costs you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Time you're spending with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me here on the air in the chat room. Remember, 25th email I get gets Atheist and Kill, signed by Barack Lurie. It's got a forward written by Dennis Prager. I got to tell you something. Go back and get the show from the other night. And, you know, check out what we were talking about. Because, you know, he is not a mean, Barack Lurie's not a mean and nasty guy. He's not picking on atheists because now he's Jewish and he believes in God and he thinks you're crazy. That's not the approach he takes at all. His approach is strictly why he's tired of hearing about how religion killed millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of people. When in reality, it's atheism that have killed that many people. And I don't know, and some of you aren't Fox watchers, some of you listening, but you should check out Fox this weekend. They're gonna have the unreleased or the hidden or whatever, O.J. Simpson, what do you want to call it, his confession? Because all through the interview he's saying, now, if I was to do it, this is all purely hypothetical, by the way. And he keeps saying that, which I think is hilarious. Right? I think it's hilarious that he keeps saying, this is all, and if I were to do it, yet everything he says was hypothetical, and if he were to do it, actually happened. Now, either he's a clairvoyant, or he's got, you know, a little, what do they call those little globes? Crystal ball? I mean, seriously. You couldn't tell this story any better. So you just need to check it out. I think it's hilarious. Let me see. I told him it was going to be smorgasbord hour. Oh, I like this one. Coffee shop in Oakland, California. Now, see, I'm not trying to be mean, but you guys in Oakland, you really deserve this stuff. Seriously. You do it to yourselves. And see, I'm one of those believers in truly representative government. So in Oakland, if you want to have... If you truly want to live outside the federal law, you should do that. Seriously, you should do that. But I don't think you should be allowed federal funds. Okay, you want to let the illegals in and let them do what they're going to do, then you pay for the damage. Right? You don't want to observe the law, and because you don't, because of your negligence, then you have to pay for the damage done. Not me. You. So apparently, Hasta Muerta, right? Muerte coffee, which I think is dead. Have dead coffee? I don't even know what that means. Anyway, can somebody translate that? It's got to be at least two of you who understand this. Hasta Muerta coffee.
To the death.
What?
To the death.
To the death coffee? That doesn't mean anything. What, do you drink coffee till you die? Anyway, well, here's where I want to go. Hey, let's go down to the death coffee shop. We can die together at the table. A worker collective-owned bookstore and coffee shop in Oakland, California. Apparently nothing froths a left-wing liberal latte like a officer with a badge. That's right. We have a policy of asking police to leave for physical and emotional safety of our customers. Wow. So a cop in there with a gun makes these snowflakes cower. I wonder how they feel when a criminal comes in with a gun. Right?
They probably ask them to leave, too.
I'm sorry, we don't allow guns in here. You'll have to go. I wonder how that would go over. Shop owners wrote on their Instagram page, "We know it is our experience working on campaigns against police brutality that we are not alone, saying that police presence compromises our feeling and physical emotional safety." I could really have a field day with this. A sergeant with the Oakland Police Department was turned away from the shop on February 16th and decided to share his experience to his fellow law enforcement officers. Right? Many of the neighborhood... Now again, think about it. In the last hour, Dr. Lomero, he talked about this. People were getting tired of this. So television station KTVU reports that many of the neighborhood residents were horrified and they were downright offended. So listen, if you're really offended, don't go there. Don't go to that place for coffee anymore. Don't buy anything from them. Nothing. Show them what it's like to be a Christian baker who won't bake a cake, you know, for another group of people. Show them with your wallet what it's like and how you feel about them. As a matter of fact, at this point, because of what they wrote, I wouldn't go back there no matter what they did, even if they apologized. Because they're sneaky people. They'd only apologize because they want the business back. One member of the community said, "I think it's cold-blooded. I don't understand that." City Council member Noel Gallo said that he reached out to the coffee shop management and confirmed that they have an unwritten policy to refuse service to men and women in blue. "I don't agree with that," Gallo told the television station. "I think we need to work together, not against each other. But frankly, the owners of the Hasta Muerte Cafe do not care what anyone thinks of the band, accusing their critics of being, oh, they must be white or have adopted the privilege of whiteness." See, you conservatives, you really need to have a field day with these people. You need to go out of your way to make them feel the pain of thinking you must be white. I mean, think about this. This is sick thinking. I used to not let people say that leftism was a sickness on my show. I wouldn't allow them to do it. But now, I'm sorry. This kind of thing, unless you're on the left and you speak out against this, you are condoning this. And you're okay with this. So anybody, see how this works with these people, the racism? So anybody that speaks out against them, they must be white. Or they've adopted white privilege. I mean, you can't get much dumber than that. Or disingenuous, really. They also get triggered by black and gay police officers as well. The facts are that police of color, women, and queer police are complicit in upholding the same law and order that routinely criminalizes and terrorizes black, brown, and poor folks, especially youth, trans. So listen to these people. And houseless folks. So what? Their coffee shop has been named appropriately. It's the dead shop. That's what it is. It's dead of thought. It's dead of reason. It's dead of real human beings. Now, on top of that, wouldn't it be great to find out that in this speech that they've posted all over the place, that they violated California's very very strict non-discrimination laws. What do you think? Wouldn't it be great if somebody took that on and made them sweat it for a while? Had the customers in question been denied service because of color or their skin or sexual orientation, the Attorney General Becerra would have been down there in his underwear before the day started to file lawsuits. Right? When Attorney General Sessions said, California, we have a problem. Boy, that was the understatement of the decade. I'm sure there are other coffee houses around Oakland that'll be more than happy to pour a cup. You know, if I owned a coffee shop in Oakland, I would give every Oakland police officer free coffee. They could be there anytime they wanted to. I'd give them free donuts, but I don't really want to add to a problem. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I like those guys, so. And heaven forbid, you know, it's going to be really great when Hasta Muerta Coffee calls because they find themselves being robbed or in trouble. I'm sorry, guys, you're not going to like it. But if I was a dispatcher, I'd go, I'm sorry, is it okay for them to show up? I just need to get something straight. Can they have a gun on when they show up? All right. Oh, good. Okay, good. Can they be in uniform? Oh, that's good. Okay. And you're okay with us sending either black or what if we have a gay black officer? Maybe a transgender gay black officer, whatever the terms are. I would have to go through all these with them first to make sure I had it straight. Can we use lights and siren? Do you want us to show up in a police car? Maybe an old Volkswagen. I don't know. An electric car that we haven't charged yet. What do you want from us? Now, to the Oakland Police Department's credit, they're like, look, doesn't matter what they do to us. We have sworn up to hold the law. Maybe not our mayor, but we will. Only those of you who are paying attention know what that means. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Atheism Kills is yours, 25th email. Don't just send one email. Some of you miss it by one. I mean, there was somebody like email crazy the other night, and they actually missed it by one. Barack Lori's book, Atheism Kills. It's yours for free. 25th email I get. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. This is real rock and roll. Okay? Thursday. I will announce the winner of the book in a few, well, just before we go off the air. And the only thing I have to say is, we're not the number yet. Keep going. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Please, 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 please be involved in the conversation in some way, shape, manner, or form. And I do appreciate the time that you do spend with me on the air. Anyway, boy, I got a whole bunch of stories. But this one is the best. Hollywood, now, did we really need them to admit this? Or do we already know? Hollywood admits that they hate Heartland values. Now, I'm doing a story, but I don't know why this is news. I really don't. We know this. This is not new. Right? Tyler Perry's Boo 2 and Let There Be Light, they were not nominated for an Oscar. But I'm not surprised by that. Some people were irritated because they thought they were great family movies. See, this... there's no you know, gay or lesbian sex or anything like that going on there, or relationships. Gee, there's no shooting things up, and there's no major violence. There's, you know, it's all about good family traditional values. You can't have any of those in Hollywood, apparently. I mean, that would just make them pop, even though the movies are great. Now, for whatever reason, the folks who play make-believe for a living prefer their cinema to be a lot more provocative, don't they? A lot nastier. The Shape of the Water won the 2018 Oscar for Best Picture. Its story, you ready for this one? Is of an interspecies romance between a mute woman and a half-man, half-fish creature who lives in an aquarium. Talk about keeping your man in a cage, right? But think about this. We talk about this on the show. They're normalizing this kind of crap. And you go and you watch it. And you give them money. And you tell them how great they are. Now, I am glad that the Oscars had one of their worst viewings in a long time. What is it? 1974. I think they had the lowest rating since 1974 or 6 or whatever. Now, the way the Oscars painted it, it's a movie about embracing others. You know, different people. Listen, a different species is not another person. God, these low IQ directors. It's a movie about embracing others, considers Vox description of the movie's only villain, an angry, bitter, cruel boss man who's certain of his own superiority to everyone else. But he isn't a white man like himself. Who isn't a white man like himself, whose religion hasn't helped him learn anything like love. Call Me By Your Name also won an Oscar. It's a story of a romance between a 23-year-old man and a 17-year-old boy. I think they call that pedophilia, don't they? Variety heralded the film as a lyrical sensation of erotic and emotional discovery. The Los Angeles Daily News called it refreshingly fun. What did pedophilia become refreshingly fun? Erotic, non-judgmental, and both intellectually and emotionally smart. Los Angeles Times declared a powerful erotic, because that's, you know, that's what it's all about. Now you can have erotic films, right? And an affecting love story. For some context, Fox News reports a 23-year-old school North Carolina school teacher was arrested in 2017 for having a romantic relationship with a 17-year-old boy. Right? Now, what Hollywood calls a love story, please call a sex crime. Didn't I just say that? So why is there a disconnect between films, right, and that tug at the heartstrings of Heartland and these vulgar pieces of garbage that Hollywood is turning out? Out of the 9 Best Picture nominees, only 2 made more than $100 million. That's not the point. Oscar host Jimmy Kimmel explained, "We don't make films like Call Me By Your Name for money. We make them to upset Vice President Pence." Ha, 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 ha. And those, you know, those of you still watching Jimmy Kimmel, shame on you. Don't give these guys time. For my Christian friends, your Bible tells you to guard what goes in your eyes and ears. Why would you watch this garbage? You know Kimmel's a hater. You know he doesn't agree with what you believe. So they are doing this on purpose. They're intentionally doing this because they don't believe in your values. They don't believe in your and my values. They think we're backwards. They think we're prudes. They think we're idiots. And you know how you fix that? Because they only understand one thing, money. He may have said, the money doesn't matter. Really, Jimmy? Go look at how many franchises. Go look at how many stars, and they're no longer doing movies. You know why? Not because they're old, not because they can't act, because their movies flopped. That's why. So they're doing it, you know, so they're doing this on purpose. That's why one of Hollywood's most celebrated movies promoted man-boy pedophilia. The other was about a woman who had sex with a fish. Seriously? How many of you are good with this? How many of you say this makes sense? Think about that. The two top movies that the Oscars chose was a man-boy pedophilia movie and a woman who had sex with a fish. Really? And they wonder why America would rather stay home and eat popcorn and drink their Pepsi. Well, not Pepsi, but, right? And watch Last Man Standing marathons. I mean, it's really funny because the shows that do really well that they don't agree with, they can them in a heartbeat. Right? Look, I'm not going to beat on you too bad. Some of you already know me. You've been through this with me before. But here's the deal. You and I have allowed this to happen. I know you don't want to hear that because some of you really, really get upset with me. Right? But the deal is like this. You go buy these things. You buy shirts for your grandkids, for your kids that somehow promote these movies in some way, shape, manner, or form, right? Or you go to the movie itself, or you go to their parks, you know, their amusement park. Anything that you do that puts 5 cents in their pocket. Now, you live your life any way you want to. I'm not telling you how you have to live your life, right? But you go to these movies. And what ends up happening is, now they're pouring in. What ends up happening is, because I get these little, I'm trying to talk here, but these little screens keep popping up as you guys are sending emails. But anyway, so what ends up happening is you go to these movies, you go to these events, and you're promoting this stuff. You're allowing other kids to see it. They keep making their movies. You know, they're stubborn people. I get it. But let me tell you what, after half a dozen flops, they're done. It's over. Do you know what I mean? So anyway, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Remember, if you have a story, you want to talk about something, capital TRS in the subject line. Not for the book. You put capital TRS in the subject line so I know what you want. You know, your storyline, your subject line. I want you to do a story on this. Here's a book on that. Here's a person that does this. So I know some of the stories that you guys are interested in me doing and talking about. So we went well over, as you can imagine, the 25. So here's what I'm going to, well, I can say Joe Morrow run the book. M-A-U-R-O. And so, Joe, you know my email address, obviously, because there's like 32 emails of yours here. I want you to send me an email with your address. All the rest of you, look, never stop. You don't want to give something away. I can't tell you how many times somebody who sent me like 10 emails missed it by one, right? So, Joe, send me your address. We'll send the book out over the weekend. Look, guys, I appreciate all of you. I appreciate all of you tried to win the book tonight. I'll see if I can get, matter of fact, I'll even see if Mr. Barack will send me a few more and see what I can do with it. But, you know, I have a book, too. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things that you were afraid of, that you've been taught to be afraid of, and you don't have to. Look, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. And I want you to give this weekend, I want you to give some real thought. The more and more I see of what we're doing to our kids in this country, the more and more I see of what's happening in and around this country, I want you to fight some more. I want you to fight harder. I mean that sincerely. Look at your grandkids. Look at your nieces and nephews. You know, look at your kids, look at your friends' kids, and understand they're going to be indoctrinated too. They're going to get put in front of all this garbage also at some point in time. Let's try to make this place better for all of us. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thank you so much for being with me tonight. Have a great and blessed weekend, and we'll catch you later.